This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
In this episode, we look at my top three favorite mental health apps. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps. Big change. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, we are looking at my current top three mental health apps. Now, mental health is one of those things that is really hard to pin down. It's hard to understand what exactly it is and how it can be valuable to sort of incorporate it into our lives. And as a result, apps are, they're limited in their value, meaning that they can only really help solve one of the pieces. And at the end of the day, they can only really help, right? There's no real way to solve the problem for you because mental health is so complicated, because there's so many different pieces to it. But there are and have been a number of resources that can help us, things from like books, articles, podcasts, and apps, which is the topic of this episode. So in this episode, I want to go through some of the mental health apps that I currently use that I think are extremely valuable and hopefully help you to connect with those apps yourself, find them and try them out for yourself, but also start looking at what else is out there. Because at the end of the day, I'm sharing with you what has worked for me, but it's actually more important to find what will work for you. So this should be a pretty good one. And the first app I want to talk about is called BetterHelp. Now, BetterHelp has been a sponsor on this show. This episode is not sponsored by them, but they are a sponsor. And the reason for that is because I really love the concept and I love the app. I am now a user of it myself. So to explain it, BetterHelp is kind of like a connection platform. So you go on, you take a quiz, you fill out a profile, and they will connect you with a licensed therapist. Now, how it works inside the app is you have a session room where you can have text conversations with that therapist. You can book different sessions with them. So those sessions, you have the option to do phone calls or live videos, and you can manage sort of your schedule and upcoming sessions with them. And I've found that while I was a little skeptical at first, right? I've done therapy back when I lived in New York City. I've gone to a therapist. I've tried a number of therapists, and I found that that in-person connection was really valuable. So I was very skeptical. However, I decided to try the app. I was going through some things myself, needed to get some help and an outlet to sort of discuss those things. And so I downloaded the app. I paid the monthly fee, went through the trial, and I'm pleasantly surprised. So personally, I'm not a huge fan of the chat. I find it's too hard to remember to go back, and conversations get dragged out super long. So that doesn't work for me, though I do know it works for a lot of people. I'm also not the type of person that texts constantly or is in chats very often. So it's not like that medium just doesn't work for me. That's nothing against BetterHelp. It's just a preference thing. So the live chat doesn't really work for me, but I've had now one session, and I have a second session scheduled with my counselor, my therapist. And in that first session, like, it was really great. It was, I did just a phone call. I didn't necessarily feel like I wanted to worry about video and having to like make sure that my lighting, like, I didn't want to worry about all of those things. So I just did a simple phone call, and I felt like it was extremely, extremely valuable. I felt like I was able to get what I needed from it. There was a person on the other side listening, prompting me to go deeper into things, prompting me to think further. And one of the big benefits of therapy, quite frankly, is just that because you have this time scheduled, you end up going deeper anyway. Like, even if the person on the other end doesn't prompt you, you end up thinking further and going deeper because this time is scheduled for that, and the knowledge of that pushes you in that direction. So I'm a big fan of BetterHelp. If you are looking for therapy, if you're looking for a counselor, if you're looking for help with something with your mental health, and you aren't able to go to a physical therapist for whatever reason, maybe you don't have insurance like me, or maybe you just haven't found someone you connect with, or you don't have the time or whatever it is, then I recommend getting the BetterHelp app or go to betterhelp.com and sign up for that. Now, there is a discount because they have been a sponsor of the show in the past. So if you want it, head over to betterhelp.com/tinyleaps. That'll get you a little discount on it. But again, they are not sponsoring this episode. They're just an app that I really enjoy. So let's jump into the second app. So the second app is called Headspace. Now, I've talked about this in the past. Headspace, in my opinion, is the best meditation app out there. So it was originally created by a gentleman, I cannot remember his name, but he's a former monk of some kind. Like, he spent a lot of his life meditating and going through that process and really learning how it works. And now he's sort of taken what he's learned and found a way to package it to teach all of us and help all of us meditate ourselves. So when I first started meditating a few years ago, Headspace was my go-to. It was the place that I went through their, and I don't even know if they still have this. I haven't used the app in a little while, but I went through their like 10-day get started sort of program, and it really helped change the way that I view meditation. Prior to going through it, I was always struggling with what I'm supposed to be focusing on, how to do it, am I doing it right, am I doing it for long enough, and His intro course really gave me perspective on the idea that meditation was largely just about returning to the breath and allowing the thoughts to happen, but to float past you. And that was something that I found so interesting, because prior to that, I'd always assumed meditation is about getting rid of thoughts, and that if I was still having thoughts, then I was failing at it. And I think a lot of people feel that way, but this app helped me to understand that it's about having the thoughts, but not latching on to them and allowing yourself the freedom to return back to whatever your point of focus is, the breath or a particular thought or whatever it is. So if you're trying to get into meditation, if you've been trying for a while and you've struggled with it, then I recommend using Headspace. It is a phenomenal, phenomenal program, and it does help dramatically. It's also pretty affordable. So it's the kind of thing that you can try it for a month, try it for 2 months, see if you like it. If you don't, then cancel it. I don't currently have a subscription with Headspace. I do meditate, but I meditate using sort of what I've learned from them and incorporating it into just a non-guided approach to it. So I don't currently have a subscription with them, but I do recommend it for those of you who are trying to get into meditation or who have struggled to make meditation a habit in the past. Now, the third app that I want to mention is one that is new for me. I am using it, but it's not something I've known about for a super long time. It's called What's Up. So What's Up is it's kind of like an education platform, I guess, for mental health. So what I've gotten the most value from is when you go into the app, you can select sort of what you want to learn more about. So for me lately, that has been negative thinking patterns, right? So I'll click into that. And then as I go through, it'll talk me through all of the different kinds of negative thinking pattern, how they are caused, how to deal with them, and how to approach things going forward. And what I found, and I've talked about this on the show a lot, knowledge is honestly the most important part of personal development. If you are aware of something, you know of something, then you can act on it. You can move in that direction or away from that direction. If you are clueless, then there's nothing you can do. That thing is just going to keep happening to you. Right? There's a difference between something happening to you and something that you are aware of happening. Because when you are aware of it, again, you can take action. You can reduce the factors around it. You can push forward the things around it and move towards that thing. You can choose what you want to do with that situation once you are aware of what's going on and you're conscious of it. And that is what this app I found is most valuable for, is becoming conscious and putting a word, putting a label on the things that we are all feeling every single day. By understanding that, now we know how to react. Now we know when it's happening and how to slow down and ask ourselves what is going on here. And that is incredibly, incredibly valuable. So with that said, just to recap, the three apps I recommend are BetterHelp. This is a phenomenal tool for connecting with a therapist that can help you through whatever it is you're going through. I recommend Headspace, which is an awesome, awesome app for getting into meditation and building the habit and learning how to meditate properly. And three, What's Up, which is an awesome, awesome tool for learning more about mental health and all of the things that you are dealing with on a day-to-day basis. I hope this was helpful to you. Be sure to try out these different tools. I've linked to the apps in the description of this episode. So just click those links, go download them, and see what you think. If you have a tool that has worked better for you, then drop a comment down below on the YouTube video. Or if you're listening to the podcast, head over to YouTube at youtube.com/Greg Clunas and drop a comment on the video. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you so much. I've been Greg Clunas. And remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.